Watch what craftens. Watch what craftens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of the Game Brain Podcast, and joining me is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben.
How are you?
What a day. You know, it has been so long since I've been able to watch Maids Clean a Boat. I mean, it has just been too long. I was like, where's the Clorox All Purpose? Where is it in my life? So I'm really, really glad that Below Deck is back already.
I know. You know, it's been 3 weeks since we've seen them swabbing down a deck, and it's good. It's good that we have a new yacht in our life, and it's a big episode. The Below Deck season premiere. Don't know how this season's gonna go with coronavirus, but that's what we're all here to find out.
It's gonna go to goddamn hell in a handbasket. That's how it's gonna goddamn go. Goddamn it.
Goddamn it. In the meantime, just a real quick reminder that next week is our big Real Housewives of Salt Lake City premiere live show. It's a virtual show. It's going to be on location live November 12th at 9 p.m. on the East Coast, 6 p.m. on the West Coast. Buy your tickets. Come join. You'll be able to chat with other audience members. You'll be able to chat with us during the show. We also have a very special guest. We're not saying who it is, but we have a special guest. So we're really excited. This will be her Crappens debut. So tune in for that, November 12th. We're going to have a great, great time. I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, hell yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Well, I'm glad you're in, Ronnie. That'd be very awkward if it was just
I'll be there.
Just be like, hello, welcome to the Ben Mandelker Watcher Crappens live show experience.
Well, even if I didn't show up to do it, I'd still support you and watch it.
Like, you're doing great, Benny.
You're doing great, Kali. Oh, sorry. Kali's mom is not the special guest, in case anyone was excited. It's not her. Let's talk Below Deck, shall we? Shall we just jump right into this?
Yeah, let's do her, Ben. So Below Beck is that. Below Deck is back. Been a long, super long time. And thankfully, Bravo has been playing Below Deck all day, every day, for weeks.
I know. So,
I don't know what their strategy is with that, but, here we are.
Yeah, here we are. So, we're back in the Caribbean because the show took off about, two seasons after the terrible hurricanes. So they're back, and now, the show opens with, a semi-trailer. It's, the trailer, but not the trailer. Where there's a lot of stuff happening. So at first I didn't take notes because I thought it was the trailer, but then it turns out I was like, oh wait, this is fresh content.
This is no trailer. This is a monologue by Captain Lee. It's been years since I've been here and I miss the hell out of it, buddy. Sandy beaches, crystal clear water. It's like putting on a pair of your favorite blue jeans. Like going home again. Like cookies and milk. Like speed bumps on goddamn roads with goddamn children hurting the wheels of my goddamn car. Goddamn speed bumps.
It's like taking a seat in a chair and being totally comfortable while you do it. God damn it, I forgot about my ribs.
Got a new crew, got a new chef, a new chief stew, new everything. Well, not everything. There's still old Eddie.
Yeah, and here comes Eddie, I'm Eddie, sweet, lovable Eddie. And it almost makes you forget what a dick he was in his final season. I remember Eddie, and I will probably hold you to it for several weeks until I decide that I'm finally okay with moving forward.
Yeah, Eddie, who hooked up with Rocky and then lied about it, and then when she told people, lied about it some more and made her look crazy. Now, was Rocky crazy? Of course, she was Rocky. She's classically crazy Rocky, but that was shitty, Eddie.
That was
but
shitty.
But welcome home, Eddie. Welcome home.
Yeah, welcome back. So Eddie is back in the mix. And then
he says things like, I'm older and wise now, but still the same old guy. Okay, well, pick a lane then. Are you older and wiser now, or are you still the same old guy, Eddie? Come on.
If you're the same old guy, then how could you be older if you're already the same old guy? Get it?
Oh, Eddie, so many questions.
He's a Mobius strip of questions. We also meet Francesca. She's the new chief stew. She's like, I thrive on attention to detail. It all starts with me and my interior team, and I am from Australia. The Australia accent continues.
Yeah, I'm not sure about her yet, but I cracked up that the very first thing you hear her say is, no watermarks anywhere at any time, talking about glassware. And she gives us her...
I'm sorry to interrupt, Ronnie, but speaking of Australian chief stews, I think we would be loath to not mention that Hannah Ferrier gave birth to her little baby, her little honey baby.
She sure did. It came out smoking at Benson and Hedges.
It's a now listen here, honey. I've been sitting in that womb for 9 months. If you don't get me a snack, we're going to have some words.
Get your fingers out of my face, lady.
Someone cut this damn umbilical cord off of me. I'm done with this womb.
Yeah, that baby came out smoking a cigarette and taking a break. Okay, we all know that. We all know the truth. But yeah, congratulations and baby Hannah and baby Rondell over there.
We love ya.
And I
we
guess wait, crappens. I guess we should also mention the other big Bravo gossip. This is the big thing that like broke like 15 minutes ago. Is that Erica Jane and Tom Girardi are Splitsville?
Shocker.
Shocker.
I'm shocked, I tell you. I was totally shocked to come across that headline. Well, that's sad. But you know what's not sad? She never signed a prenup. So you go, girl. Go, Erica.
Well, you know what would be even sadder? If there were watermarks all over that prenup. Because you know what? I don't want to see any watermarks.
Yeah, and she gives us her big Tony Robbins speech. She's like, to be a great Steve, you need to be able to lead, to encourage, to inspire. I was like, you need to clean a fucking toilet, okay? That's what you need to do. You need to tell people to go clean their toilet, okay, Tony Robbins?
Yeah. We also meet Rachel, the chef, who she sort of speaks like this, and she's like a little neurotic, but I can't tell if she's neurotic or not neurotic, but she's like, when I'm in the kitchen, I'm super laser focused, but when I'm out of the galley, I'm like,
I shimmy, I shimmy, I shimmy when I'm not in the kitchen.
Start shimmying around.
I wear tassel shirts.
Yeah.
I'm not quiet. I need therapy. Look at me wearing men's underwear.
She sort of looks like a Kate McKinnon character, right? Like if Kate McKinnon were playing a chef on Below Deck, this is what Rachel would be.
If Kate McKinnon were playing Rachel Dratch, playing a chef. She's got a lot of SNL ladies mixed in. And so far, I like her.
I like her.
And then
too.
We meet James. He's like, does this do anything for ya? Does this do anything for ya, baby? And he's like looking at his muscles in the mirror. He's the douche bro of the season. And he's some kind of English. And he likes to stare at himself in the mirror a lot and wax his eyebrows to within an inch of their life.
Yeah, he's almost like a very bro version of Josiah. Like, if Josiah were bro-y and also sort of like the shape of a brick, that would be James.
Yeah, and we know he's going to be crazy because one of the girls says, I need something stiff. And he's like, is that a hint?
Yeah, nailed it. Like,
yeah, and he goes, he's like, I always get prejudged. People think I'm a player. And then we see him saying, do you like my ass? It's a perfect ass. So something like that. It's like, well, you sort of seem to fit the role, so...
Yeah, literally staring at himself flexing in the mirror, like slowly. He does a lot of self slow motion shots in the mirror where he's taking off his shirt, he takes it off really slowly and then flexes his tummy muscles and then his boobie muscles.
I'm not complaining, to be honest. I like it.
Douche. No,
he's a douche,
I only
though.
Like
huge
hot people
douche.
Who like secretly think they're fat. Or even not so secretly think they're fat. I love an insecure hot person. I don't like some like mediocre who's like flexing in a mirror. That's gross.
Right. Well, I am choosing to enjoy James in this nice window that we have of him where he can still be hot before his personality ruins everything. So
yeah, before he's totally like gross and rapey because this is Below Deck. So
yeah. He probably only has about 2 to 3 episodes total before it all goes downhill. So I'm like, you know what? He's hot. He's surprisingly hot to me. Like, I didn't think that he would be hot, but then I'm like, he is kind of hot. I'm just going to enjoy him being hot for right now, because probably in about 2 weeks, I'm going to be like, this fucking asshole, get him off my screen.
Yeah.
And then we meet Elizabeth. She's like, I made a cloud disappear with my mind the other day. And the girl says, you fucking high? And she's like,
she goes, I've always been a very spiritual person. I mean, Prometheus gave fire to the humans and started civilization. That's what we're doing. And you see her, she's just like in the woods about to light a campfire. Like, you're not Prometheus, lady. You're like a Bic lighter at best.
Prometheus gave us fire to build fires on beaches. She's like, I try to get in touch with the mystical through breathwork, meditation, yoga, crystals. Like, what's important is that we get out of here, the mind, and live in here, the implant.
And then we meet my daughter / best friend, Avery, okay? And Avery is a deckhand, and he's like, yeah, my friends call me a jack of all trades. Try not to commit too much about my personality to your memory, because you're not going to be seeing a lot of me.
Yeah. He's like, I do everything. I sweep boats, I mop boats, I clean the sides of boats, I dock boats, I undock boats, I put fireworks on boats one time. One time I took a dish to a person on a boat. That was fun. I've done every job on a boat. I'm Avery.
I'm Avery. So then...
he's Avery. A goody two-shoes, and you know he steals out of people's rooms. There, yeah. I'm saying it right now. Wow. He's too good to be true.
Wow.
He's like, look at me. I'm working so much, you can't see me stealing out of suitcases.
I'm Avery. And then we meet Izzy. Izzy's British, right?
I don't know, actually. I wrote Australian at first, but then after a while I was like, she's kind of that.
She's sort of like the, you know what, maybe she has the accent of the South African girl on Below Deck Sailing, the South African girl who had a fake British accent and was like, yeah, that's just what I have because my mom had a fake British accent, so I got one.
Oh god, the girl with the guitar. Oh,
the girl who was like,
Georgia
singer songwriter.
Yeah, she's like, oh, my goal was to sound like an Apple commercial singer,
and I've done it.
The moon. Remember, she kept singing the only song she's ever written or whatever.
That one stupid song in Pageant would get onto like a bongo. I was like, oh, not this song again.
Yeah, so this girl, Izzy, she's wacky. We know she's really wacky because we see her with like melons on her boobs. And she's like, I got melons. And she's like, people would probably describe me as a girl who's got definitely too much info. That is not a topic that's taboo for me. Cut to her going, my crotch is sweaty.
I feel like she's gonna annoy me. I feel like she's like a worse version of Aisha. Oh, so I'm looking up her bio. Okay, she was born in New Zealand, so she really is a worse version of Aisha. And then she was raised in Australia. So yes, you're right. That accent is another Australian New Zealand accent that we can butcher.
Yeah, I think they were trying to get an Aisha, but Aisha doesn't really seem like she's trying, and this Izzy girl seems like she's trying very, very hard, you know? She's like, I'm going to say clitoris as much as I possibly can! Rebel!
I feel like she is trying very, very hard, and she's also a bad stew on top of it. Like, Aisha's a good stew.
Yeah. And then we meet the surfer dude.
Yeah.
Shane.
People look at me like, SoCal, surfer, he must be a stoner, but they're wrong. I'm an environmentalist. I'm like,
hey guys, you're not supposed to take those conch shells. That's not legal.
I don't think saying you're an environmentalist makes you not a stoner. And in fact, I think if you said you were an environmentalist, I think that makes you more of a stoner.
Yeah, I mean, it's natural, right? It's a plant.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's like, yeah, I'm an environmentalist. Like, the body is your temple, and the world is the temple. Wait, the earth is your temple, and then the body is a temple for humans.
Yeah. Some really deep insights. So then we see like a montage of things and fighting and yelling and somebody's going to get fired. And Captain Lee saying, you know, with coronavirus, things are getting difficult.
God dang it. See, it was even difficult for me to see. Damn it. Everything's different.
God Dabney Coleman. Why can't I say it?
All right. So now we start the show properly because we haven't actually started the show. This is just like our warm up. And we're in Antigua and it's February 11th. So this is kind of amazing because this is like the coronavirus, like it is about to be a thing in North America on February 11th. So Eddie walks up to My Sienna and he's saying like how he hasn't been yachting in 5 years and instead he's been running a harbor tug in Baltimore, pulling in massive ships to the port, which for some reason annoyed me. I feel like tugboats are like, I think tugboats are generally known to be like the sweetest, most lovable boats, right? Like they're the ones that get to be the bath toys. But for some reason, Eddie having a tugboat, I was like, oh, you're trying to repair your image with a tugboat and I'm not going to fall for it.
No, tugboat sounds horrible. Like a tugboat in Baltimore. I'm sorry, but that sounds like a horrible. It sounds like penance for his time on this show. Like he couldn't get another job. They're like, put him in the tugboat yard.
Well, I feel like the reality of a tugboat is probably more horrible than the pop culture image of a tugboat. Like my vision of a tugboat, I basically, all my references of tugboats are bath toys. Or that one episode of Barefoot Contessa when Ina Garten opened it up saying, well, my friend Bobby Lieberman owns a tugboat in the harbor, so we're going to go have lunch out there.
I think of a tugboat as like a something that like tows your car, you know? Like that's what it does, right? It brings in boats. So I think of it as like someone who's like repoing you after not paying for your car. I don't know. I have a much darker view of the tugboat. So
your tugboat vision is probably more in line with like The Wire, especially since it's in Baltimore. But my tugboat.
Well, yeah,
vision
maybe it's because I watched The Wire. It's The Wire season 2, basically, or the end of Dexter, where like, well, I guess I shouldn't say the end of Dexter, but it's like. A new life for Eddie, you know? It's like he ends up, we just see it. The last shot of Eddie escaping his horrible Rocky debacle is on a tugboat Baltimore.
I still think tugboats are adorable. I mean, I'm just looking at them. I'm just doing an image search. They're just these, like, squat, bulbous boats that just, like, they have their little stack and they just go and they and they just, like, tug things around. They're just, like, they look like you know what they actually look like? They look like a giant slipper. They look like a giant, like, Nike shower slipper, which actually does not make it seem very cute.
Well, if Ben ever gets fired off this job, then maybe we'll see Ben like, toot, toot, bitch.
Toot, toot, bitch. I'm getting a tugboat.
What is the cutest boat? I'm doing a Google
search. Oh, my God. No, you're not. We have a whole below deck to get through. Close that window, sir.
Okay, fine.
So we know that Eddie hasn't deduced too much because he's like, it's really good to get away and make a little bit of cash. Money, 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 money! It's like, no, Eddie.
Yeah.
No. So he's looking around the boat and there's no one there, but the captain's cup is sitting in the bridge and it says, Captain Lee, but there's no captain to be found! And then a season-long mystery begins.
Yeah. Eddie's like, Captain Lee is always on the boat the first day. Something's wrong. So he calls Captain Lee and he's like, hey, Captain Lee, what's going on? And Captain Lee is like, well, I've had better days, that's for sure. And he's in the hospital and he's in a sleeveless shirt.
Yeah. And Eddie's like, I can make you feel better, Cap. Money, 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 money. God damn it, Eddie, please don't. Just stop, right? Now, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I fell in the shower, all right? I went down pretty hard, busted a couple of ribs, might need surgery. They're working on my brain right now. Might have to go home, Eddie. The season might be over before it even starts.
Eddie's like, well, is there anything I could do for you?
I mean, I'm in a hospital. I mean, what the fuck are you going to do over there? Just, what, you know, stare at my mug for crying out loud? Here, do me a favor. When you walk around, please refrain from saying, I am the captain now. And he's like, I already did that.
Yeah, I've already done that like 10 times, Captain. Sorry.
Well, your chief suit should be arriving soon, all right? Have her start the laundry. Or here's one thing you can do. Go on to Southwest Airlines, book a ticket in case she fucks up. And then if she doesn't do laundry right, say, guess what you're getting? A plane ticket home, goddamn. Oh, my ribs. I gotta go. Just figure it out, Eddie. Thanks, pal.
So then Francesca walks onto the boat, and then she's just, like, looking around, judging everything, saying just little words here and there, like, hey, fancy, day bed, kitchen, coffee.
Don't swing. Yeah, this is the ugliest boat. This is not a cute boat. It's like kind of one of the Robert Goulet style boats that they get on the show. It's not the original Robert Goulet boat that we saw on the show, but it's very like
disgusting
dynasty. Yeah, it's very like from the dynasty era.
Yeah.
So she comes in and she's looking around and she finally finds Eddie, whose butt crack is showing because he's digging something out of a diggable trunk. And she's like, hello, I'm Francesca. Are you the bosun? Cool. I was like, she's going to be trouble because anyone who tries to sound that friendly right up front is a monster.
Yeah, usually. And she tells us, I do take my job a little bit too seriously sometimes. To be a good chief stew, think like a guest. Attention to detail is super important. Everything needs to be perfect and meticulously placed all the time. That's what I deliver. I love it. It drives me.
Yeah, I'm very, very serious, which is why I have a notebook. But not too serious, because I did get it from Barnes & Noble, but from the $5 section, it's no Moleskine. Any questions?
It's actually a knockoff of Moleskine. It's called Bullskin.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So she's like, nice to meet you. I'm from Australia. And I was like, monster. She's a monster. Trust.
Yeah.
So Eddie's like, oh, so you have experience, I take it? And she's like, of course I have experience. Have you seen my notebook? Now listen, I was coming to meet the captain. Have you seen him?
Eddie's like, well, Captain Lee is in the hospital. And then we just see Captain Lee being rolled into an x-ray room in a little wheelchair. He's like, that's probably his least favorite thing is to be rolled on a wheelchair.
God damn it. I don't like this. A chair with wheels. How about I get a real chair that has no wheels? Just push me across the floor. I don't want these wheels.
I'm going to be in this goddamn landlocked prison chair. All right?
If I wanted something with wheels, I'd drive a truck, not a yacht. Okay? Get me out of this chair.
So other people start arriving on the boat. Avery, then Elizabeth comes, and Avery meets Eddie, and Elizabeth asks hello stupidly. Oh, God, I'm really not liking this Elizabeth girl right off the bat. She comes in, she's like, hello? Hello? Hello?
Sounds like Marge Simpson entering a haunted house.
Homie? Homie?
So then,
hello?
So then, James, you have a really good Marge Simpson. I never realized that. Wow. Julie Kavner, watch out. So,
you never noticed all those years of doing Carol from Real Housewives of New York?
I guess Carol is the long lost sister.
It's just open mouth to set up.
That's right. So Marge is a closed mouth Carol Radswell. That is a revelation.
Marathon.
Anyway, so James shows up. So that he just approaches. Nothing happens. And then, I don't know. I put
James from England. That's my note. And he's like, I'm James. I'm from England. And Francesca's like, such a strong accent. Like, look who's talking, Butterbean.
I know.
James is like, Chief Stew? Yeah, Francesca? I wouldn't kick her out of bed.
But mainly because I wouldn't want to tarnish my wonderful legs. So then Francesca just walking around like, oh, that bed's not made. Okay. And then Izzy arrives. We're just like learning lots of stuff about lots of people. James is from Blackpool. Elizabeth has 4.5 years of experience. And then Izzy's like, I'm like marinating in sweat. I'm just wacky and wild.
Me and my big rebel mouth again. So then, we meet James, the deckhand, meet Shane in the Hawaiian shirt, and then the girls meet for a chat, and the boys clean the toy room, the toy closet.
Yeah.
So let's see. James is posing, like, in his little deckhand meeting. He puts his arm on the ceiling, and then he just, like, poses with...
Again, I'm like supporting it. We're in the window where his full douchiness has not been exposed, so I appreciate all the hot poses. And then Avery, we get Avery's backstory, which is, like, The only thing that it's missing is that he's the father of a child from a one-night stand in Fort Lauderdale. He's like, yeah, I love yachting. I can't imagine doing anything else. I mean, I've been on my own since I was 16. I left school. I wasn't speaking to my family. And then I realized I could go down one of two paths. I could either become a contestant on Top Chef or become a deckhand on Below Deck. And I thought, let's go with the ratings.
So yeah, so I got a tattoo on my bicep of a yacht made out of bacon. So, that was my compromise. I kind of liked him because he said, my life has been a rocky road. And I was like, mine too. How are you so thin? I love Rocky Road.
Yeah.
So Eddie's like, well, you know, I'm trying to stay composed in front of the crew, but I'm panicking on the inside because there's so much up in the air right now. What with Captain and, oh my God. And then
and
France.
The pandemic looming.
Yeah, I know. You think shit's bad now? Just wait, February 11th.
I know. Enjoy that.
So Francesca's asking her crew to tell them about themselves. And Izzy's like, 50 meter bow, I was a deck, I was a stew, I was nanny, I basically did everything. And then she tells us, I started out on the river with my dad, and then I started working and outside, mostly I've been outside, but then I've been inside a while, so to me, as long as I'm working, I'm up for a challenge. Inside, outside, roof, no roof, I'm here. Give me a second, I'll work up a way to get a clitoris into this sentence. Hold on. I can't, just clitoris, there, just go with it, I'm a rebel.
Clitoris. She's just going to say it. She punctuate everything. Clitoris.
I say naughty things.
So then Shane comes in, and then he's the environmentalist, and he like sits down. He's like, what's up, girls? How you all doing? And they're just like staring at him. And he's like, hey, I'm getting Chief Stew vibes from you, huh? And she's like, that's right. So... yeah, shoot. Stew mating.
Yeah, shoo. She's like, Eddie's your boss. And he's like, whoa, Chief Stew vibes. Whoa, got it. Okay, nice meeting you. And then he tells us, yeah, I'm pretty new to yachting. I went to Berkeley where you're supposed to get a job at like Apple, Google, etc. And I've never been on a boat over 150 feet. But hold on, the beach ball spinning. I do have Apple in my blood after all. Hold on, beach ball spinning. I forgot what I was saying.
Turns out my only experience with boats is playing Battleship. But I thought, hey, this would be cool. To be honest, I thought I was signing up to be a barista at a Starbucks, and somehow I'm on a yacht, but we'll just go with it.
So he's just kind of looking around. He's just kind of wandering around. And he's like Eddie's like, where's our
He's like a human ghost.
Shane?
I feel like Shane is a human ghost, meaning that like his... he walks around the way a ghost, like, you know how ghosts, when the ghosts haunt someplace, they sort of drift from room to room, and you're like, where's that ghost going? If you ever think about it, you're like, where is that ghost going? It's just drifting around. That, like, he has the moving patterns of a ghost, but he's an actual human being.
Yeah, and you know he's there, not because he, like, flicks light switches on and off, but because you're like, wait a second, I just had a plastic straw in here, and it's a paper straw. It's like a paper straw ghost.
Yeah.
So he's wandering around, and Eddie's looking for him. And he's like, Shane, where's Shane? Shane, your ribs? Are your ribs okay? Do not go in that shower. Oh, there you are. There you are, Shane. And he's like, oh, bro, I believe we're bunking together. And I'm telling you right now, I'm relatively new to yachting. Like, the whole white glove world. Like, basically any kind of a boat. I've never even been in water before. I mean, the earth will clean you. I mean, does rain count? Does rain count? I've been rained on.
And he's like, okay, here's the deal. I will teach you anything as long as you're honest with me with what you don't know. Because I can't stand when someone says they know how to do something and then they can't. And Shane's like, cool. So what should I do now? And it's like, oh, I didn't realize it starts right now at this minute.
Yeah. So then they're cleaning the deck, and Shane goes up there and he's like, so I'm here to help you guys wash down? And they're like, yeah. And he just kind of stands there.
They're like, Shane, do you know how to use a hose? I do not. In fact, do you step on it? Is that how it works? Like, no, that's not how a hose works.
What's a hose? It's the water waster, Shane. Oh, right. All right. I got it. I'm on it.
Waster. So, friends, then we see Francesca, and she's saying, to be a good chief stew, you have to be a little bit of a mom. You know, the sort of mom that sort of smiles a lot at the other moms, and then at home she's terrible and locks herself in a room and makes you microwave dinner every single night. That's the sort of mom you have to be.
She's like, now, to prove this, here's what I'm going to say to you. Now, I want you guys to just do what you do, and then I'll come down and see how you're going. And if you're not going right, I'm locking you in the car with the windows turned up. Right?
I'm going to wear lots of macrame and high-waisted jeans. You have to be sort of a mom.
And Elizabeth's so, like, I'm used to working with cheese Jews who are just, like, very militant and, like, mean. But, like, I believe in being aligned. And she makes prayer hands. She's like, I feel energies. I feel vibes. And I think Francesca has good intentions. Like, we're good, girl. Namaste.
Yeah, enjoy that. Enjoy that. There's no way. Francesca's about to be turned into a monster, and I'm telling you that right now. So Eddie's talking about something. I wrote down Eddie's talking about something, and now they're making beds. I don't know. Was Eddie saying anything interesting? Something about boats? Or
no, he's just kind of like, look at me. I'm a mini Captain Lee now. And Avery's like, guys, want me to hit the teak really well, Eddie? Hit the teak? Great. All right. Then we're going to move down after that. I'm going to move down there. Okay. And then I'm going to wash the dishes. All right. That good for you? And then I'm going to dock the boat. Then I'm going to undock the boat. Then this boat is going to fly because I've had every position ever on a boat.
And then we go over to Izzy, who is, like, putting sheets on a bed, and she's saying how, like, you know, the good part about putting sheets on a bed is that you get in all these strange positions, and it's like you get practice with sexual positions when you make beds, because I'm wild and a rebel, and I'm talking about sexual things. And then the best part of all time, which is Izzy, in her attempt to have a potty mouth, actually gets a potty mouth. Because she activates the bidet by accident and it just splashes her directly in the face. It's truly one of the most vile things that has happened on this show. And I was so delighted that it happened to Izzy right off the bat.
Yeah. So then upstairs, James, who's the semi-hot one, is like, I mean, it's definitely too early, but what do you think of the girls on the boat? And they're like, oh, that one's hot. And then he tells us, I'm just here to have fun. I'm here to do a bit of work, sure, but I'm really here to flirt with the girls. I'll work hard, but I'll toe the line, and then I'll see what I can get away with. I'm a bad, bad boy.
I was like, yep, see, look, now, like, if James's non-douche meter, like, if it were, like, a tank, like, we've already, like, our little needle, it's like, oh, we just lost an eighth of the tank. Okay, we're running out. We're running out of non-douche juice.
He's so douchey. You didn't even need that long of a sentence. Just say, hi, I'm James. I'm a fuck boy. Pure and simple fuck boy. All right.
Exactly. Does he remind you of a penguin? Is that just me?
No, don't say that. Why are you ruining penguins for me? Like, no, I love penguins.
Not a real penguin, a cartoon penguin. I'm like I guess I'm like really in this mindset today where I'm associating everyone with cartoon versions of things. If you think of a cartoon penguin, like with a real circular head.
No, he reminds me of a tugboat. And now let's watch Ben Spiral.
Oh, he is like... I will find a reference and I will post it on one of our platforms.
So Avery's like, bro, I've learned my lesson hooking up with crew. And the surfer guy's like, I've got a girlfriend. Her name is the Earth. So then the chef comes and she's like, hello,
hi, I'm Rachel, nice to meet you, Francesca, look at me, I'm shimmying.
She has so many tassels hanging from so many different places. They don't make any sense. It's like all the tassels decide to do a Buzzley Berkeley musical on her chest.
Yeah, she does have kind of a natural shimmy about her. I don't know that tassels are the wisest choice.
You know, like, you know those old-timey like nightclubs from the 20s when the band sits behind those, there's like a whole bandstand area, you mm-hmm. know? I feel like that's yeah. where the tassels are. They're like, they're just like in a bandstand formation on her chest.
She's every horn in one. So Francesca's like, oh, so you're the chef. She goes, I am. So did you just get off the plane? I did.
She's like, it's been really hard getting here. Okay, so I got my purse stolen. Okay, so I went to the supermarket and I just put my purse in the basket and within 2 seconds it was stolen. Okay, and it's like this Louis Vuitton purse and like Mercedes keys. It's like, girl.
I know. And she's like, it was my Louis Vuitton as well. And she's got a really serious face. I was cracking up at her. And then they keep it going because then she gets her interview section and she's like, it was overwhelming. Just to get those credit cards, pay for things. I mean, you walk into a season and you just want to grab the bull by the horns, but I'm not in the state I should be in. Like, mentally, it sucks. It just sucks.
Do you know how many months I spent building up all those Dave and Buster's points just to lose the card?
Now every time I want to get my coupons at the end when I'm checking out, I have to enter my phone number into the thing. Ugh, I'm not going to be able to focus today.
So, Francesca asks Elizabeth to press Captain Lee's clothes, which will come back to haunt her in a very small way. And then, and then Rachel, she's like getting herself, you know, situated in the kitchen and she's really excited. She's like, yes. 'Cause all the ramekins are in the proper place. And like, it's very akin to how I probably would react if ramekins were in the proper place. I think we all like that. If a ramekin's where it should be.
Yeah, it's a hard thing to find in life, really.
Yeah,
ramekin. You know, properly placed ramekin. Yeah. And so she's all excited, and she's really happy, and she's talking about how she's such a perfectionist, because normally this takes days, and then it turns dark really, really fast. She's like, but then these past 72 hours have been a nightmare. You just learned to suck it up with a smile, with a smile. Check, I just sucked it up.
Let me tell you something. They should rename that supermarket, not Stop and Shop. It should be called Stop and Get Robbed and Shop.
Stop and Get Robbed and Shop.
Trader right. Joe's more like Got Stolen from Joe's.
Provisions are here, and Eddie's calling the captain to see if he's okay. Dun, dun, dun. And then we see the chef. They just keep cutting back to the chef, Rachel, who's so funny. They cut back to her, and she's like, I got caviar. I'm so excited. And they're like, provisions. And it cuts back to her. I've got curry leaves. Fuck you.
Yeah, she's definitely doing that. She's just... She's like a combination of Martin Short's character. I forgot his name from SNL. A little dancing guy. And
Ed
also
Grimley.
Ed Grimley.
Ding! With the triangle.
With a little thing. Yeah, a little
pointy. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and then good also Kristen Wiig being like, it's a match! Like the Target lady. I'm just going to compare everyone and everything to other things this entire episode. I'm just going to... That's what I'm here for. Visualizations.
Of the Target lady.
Okay. So Captain Lee is back during these provisions, and he's just already groaning. And at one, he's like approaching the boat, and you just hear him go, "Don't fuck with me." I don't know who he's saying it to, but it's just like a general announcement to all of Antigua, just like, "Don't fuck with Captain Lee right now."
Yeah. And so Eddie announces the captain's here, and he goes to see him. And Captain's like, "I'm going to tell you one thing that I'll tell you whether I'm injured or not injured. No hugs. All right."
So his ribs are killing him. He's like, my ribs are killing me, but only when I move and breathe. God damn it, I just breathed. Ah, I just moved when I said I breathed. Ah, I just breathed again.
But this is yachting, all right? Suck it up, cream puff.
Yeah, he's like, I feel like I've been rolled up in a bedsheet and beaten with a ball bat. Suck it up.
I like that he captains himself, too.
I like that, too. He's giving his injury a one-way ticket off his body.
Yeah, so 17 hours before this charter starts. Attention, attention, all crew. Sky Lounge in 5. Ouch.
suck it up, cream puff. Crew meeting.
So they all go up to the crew meet for the crew meeting, and Captain Lee is like, well, everything is under control, and take your goddamn hat off. What's your name, Avery? Is that a woman's name or a man's name? I don't know. I don't like it.
Heard you were a murderer. Sorry that your trial went bad. Hope you got taken off the taken out of jail easily there, Mr. Avery. Right? That was a real good Netflix show you're in. But still, get your goddamn hat off. So he's like, all right, the engineering department, here they are. Look at them right now. You're never going to see them again. Mario, Zach, First Officer John, get the fuck out of my face. I'll never want to see you again. All right? You're not cute enough to be cast on this show. Get down, work on provisions or something.
Now, if you're saying to yourself, hey, these guys sort of seem like they're from Saved by the Bell. That's because one of them's named Mario, one of them's named Zach. But Zach is a fictional name, and Mario's the name of the actor. So don't get too confused, okay? Bye.
Now I'm not having a repeat of last season. There will be no physical intimidation.
And then we see a clip of that crazy guy in the minivan with Kate losing his mind.
Ashton Pinier
losing his mind and punching windows.
Yeah,
because
that was a great
Kate called somebody. Was that the same day that Kate called somebody a yachty?
No, that was a different time when she was ridiculous. that season was so crazy, so awful. Those men. Oh man, and there was a period of time when I really liked Ashton, and I think that Kate said something about Ashton's mom, like, because they were talking about, I think, not Brian's mom, but the chef's mom, and then Kevin's mom, and then Kate said, what about your mom, Ashton? And he's like, don't you talk about me, mom? And then
talk about me, mom?
And like started punching the window. So anyway, no more of that. Yeah, and he's like, yeah, they got away with it last year, but if they try it again this year, I'm going to have a lot of goddamn frequent flyer miles on my American Express, goddammit.
If anyone thinks I won't fire someone in the middle of a charter, they don't know me, okay? You fire no matter what.
Izzy's like, Captain Lee is like a really hot daddy, but like a really sweet grandpa that would also take you over his knee and spank you.
Clitoris. Then
wait, did I get him confused? Which one's Izzy?
Izzy is the New Zealand one.
Oh, but I still liked her. She's always being a rebel. Yeah,
I liked her talking like that. Like Captain Lee turns around where she talks like that. She like adopts an accent.
All right, radios. If you want a real one-way ticket, real home, real quick, let me find you without a goddamn radio. All right, we're gonna have guests tomorrow. Have at it. Don't forget, I love Cheerios. Do not mess with my Cheerios.
So, then we see Captain Lee with Francesca in the wheelhouse, telling her, like, showing her the mug, like, now, this is what I have my coffee in every morning, and I'll take it with Caffeine Mate, okay? And they're focusing on this mug so much, I am very concerned that this mug is going to break by the end of the season, because we've never had this focus on the mug, right?
Yeah, this is too pottery-like to last, you know? Yeah. Like, something's going to happen, and that mug is going to be a major storyline. So he's like, listen here, I don't micromanage, all right? If you've got an issue with anybody, go to them. Try and resolve it. If you can't, give me your straight, unbiased version. If you can't, give me your gay, unbiased version. If you can't, really don't care about the sexuality of your version. That's not the point. We're on a yacht, all right? Now, laundry is a pet peeve. I hate laundry, right? Laundry's a terrible human being, and I never want it on this boat again. Unfortunately, he has to live here. Now, there's one shot to make a first impression. Do it, lady. There's a bar, and there's my bar, which is a good bar, even though I don't serve liquor, because I don't have license to do that, and I know maritime law. All right, any questions?
And my bar is way the fuck up here, so what I'm saying is there's two bars, mine's a little bit higher. Someone get a gymnast, and we're going to have some uneven bars, okay? You have a good time. So
then he tells us how much he misses Kate because he's just had Kate for 6 years. He's like, it takes a long time to get to the level of trust Kate and I share. She's got huge shoes to fill, huge Kate Chastain shoes.
Kate's like, I'm a size 7. Huh. I do miss Kate. I do miss. I mean, I know that she's on Bravo chat room, which I fully support, but I do love. I miss Kate on the boat. I have no problems with Francesca. I just love Kate's vibe. That just she just sort of hates everyone, but then she's very sweetly tells them what to do.
Yeah, no one's really mastered that. Like, really hardworking. Yet I give zero fucks about any of this or any of you vibe. Yeah. Like Kate.
Her like breezy competence. It's like I really love that.
Yeah, I miss like just how she didn't care about hair. You know, so she'd be like, hi, I'm very professional. I've got perfectly ironed clothes and my hair looks insane right now. And you can just suck a dick. How about that?
Yeah. Huh. Or I just feel like there would have been like a lot of opportunities for her to make fun of everyone on this boat so far. And she hasn't gotten Francesca's not doing that enough. Like, she needs to mock her crew. You know, Kate would be like, Izzy's interesting. I mean, as interesting as someone can be who doesn't know how to operate a bidet.
Well, listen, there's a weight iron, and this isn't it. The crease goes down the front of the pant, not the side. All right, Francesca, you want to walk the plank? You want to walk the plank? Just kidding. Just kidding, pal. Go on, kid. You can do it. I believe in you.
Yeah. She doesn't know what kind of a dick I can be. All right, I can be a huge ironing dick.
So Francesca goes to Elizabeth to tell her about the crease, and she's like, oh. And Francesca's like, I haven't gone to the bathroom since I've been on the boat. And Chef Rachel's like, please don't die of renal failure. Shimmy!
Shimmy. So then Eddie is just like spritzing a scent in his bonk. He's like, huh, cool. And then it's time for the preference sheet meeting. It's charter number one. And our first guest is one of our favorites on this show, Charlie. He's the high-maintenance gay who makes our blood boil every single time he shows up on the show.
He's the worst.
He is the worst.
He is the worst. Charlie and his husband, Carlos, who both suck. Oh, my God. So he's like, well, this fun guy. You know, Charlie, he's got a propensity to get on the edge, you know. And then we get a clip of Charlie being like, what? Is this asparagus? What is this even?
He's just so terrible. So Charlie and Carlos are coming with a bunch of their friends, and they want to have an international-themed dinner service. And Rachel's like, yeah, awesome. You know, I'm like, when I'm not yachting, I'm a private chef, and I train in India. I collect tassels, and I can do crazy dances. I can do vegan. I can do keto. I'm going to fuck this charter in the mouth right now.
Yeah. I'm an Ayurvedic chef in Monaco, and I studied in India. I was like, damn, girl, you've got a lot going on. I'd steal your wallet, too.
Just to get your essence on me.
Yeah. Just to get some of your experience on me. Get it on me, Louie. So he's like, yeah, we also have a neon carnival theme, which is also Lexi's birthday, all right? So don't let the bastard see you sweat. Was that a deodorant commercial? Yes, it was. Will you call me on it? No, you will not, or you will get a plane ticket. Home. Get out of here, kids.
Now, who is Lexi, by the way? Do we know? She must be a guest, right? So then Lee is like, you know what? Charlie demands a lot, and he doesn't mind paying for it. But in order to get to the pad at the end of the rainbow, you have to create the rainbow first. And I honestly thought that was like the most profound thing that Captain Lee has ever said. I was like, damn, those are words to live by.
So then Izzy is trying to find protein bars, and then everyone goes to bed. That's basically the rest.
That's the climax of the first day. So 6:20 a.m., people are waking up. Eddie falls out of his top bunk. Well, he's like, he like jumps out of it, but he thinks the floor is closer than it is. So he has like a really precipitous landing. He's like, ugh! He's used to tugboat bunks. So,
and Izzy has Captain Lee's breakfast ready. She's like, here it is. Coffee Cheerios, multigrain Cheerios, multigrain Cheerios.
That's all she has to do is make coffee and Cheerios.
Yeah. And it's a task. It's rough. It's not going well for her.
It's not. It's hard. There's a lot to balance. And Rachel's like, oh, I've got camel toe in my uniform. Camel toe, camel toe, camel toe.
And Shane is like, well, bro, you know what? I could go for like 12 hours of sleep right now. So you know what? I'm going to meditate right in front of the captain's window. It's like, I'm a big morning guy, right? Because body is temple, right? So meditate, because that's how you set the president.
I know. That's how you set the president. That's what he said.
Yeah. That's what he said right before voting day.
I know. He's like, mentally it's amazing because I get into a flow state. That's how you set the president. I'm like, this is why the Dems can't win anything. We're trying to get the president by getting into a flow state.
Yeah, we're doing it wrong. And the captain's just looking out the window. He's like, what the fuck? Fucking kids.
My rib.
So now more cleaning and cleaning and cleaning. And then we just see Rachel just say, oh, fuck my life. And then Izzy is like messing up getting the cereal out. Like, it's been 17 minutes since the order was placed for breakfast. And she still hasn't served the cereal. I guess she's cutting up fruit or something, but still 17 minutes worth of fruit. Like, it's a banana. That takes like all of 30 seconds to chop up.
A snail could make this faster. And they don't even have hands, do they? Do snails have hands? Francesca.
See, this is where we need Kate Chastain. This is that would have been a Kate moment. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't think that making cereal would be that difficult, but she does have a lot of Z's in her name, so I mean, I don't know. I can't write Kate's. I can't do Kate's work for her, okay?
Yeah. So the captain is talking to Eddie. He asks how the crew is, and Eddie's like, well, you know, Avery's cool. I'm mini captain. Avery's really cool. And Shane has some green growing pains, I guess. How are you feeling? That's what's important. He's like, well, good kid, until I rolled over. Ow!
Ow!
Lee is very happy to have Eddie on board because he hasn't had a good bosun in about like 5 or 6 seasons. So he's really happy to have someone he can trust, etc. And while he's talking about this, Shane is just like still doing yoga on the literally on the front of the yacht, right in front of Captain Lee. And then they're like, "Where's Shane?" They're like, "Oh, he's putting his mat away or something." And then we just see him putting. He takes his yoga mat and he puts it in the closet and he closes the closet and he goes, "Sick,
sick,
yeah, put that mat in the closet, sick."
So 9 hours later, Izzy is finally done putting a banana on cereal and takes it up. And she's like, "Let me know if it's not made the way you like it, all right?" And he's like, He just looks at it like,
"Daddy.
Daddy. Granddaddy spanky spank.
Hey, granddaddy, have I been a bad stew?"
And then we see James. James just like walking around without pants, basically. He sort of has shorts on, but he's like curled them all the way up. I guess, I don't know if he wants, I think he wants to tan them, but he's pretending like they're overheated, which is like, I don't really think that's like a thing that happens. So he's just like showing off his big old gams and everyone's like, "Whoa."
Yeah. And Elizabeth calls him. And so he goes to her and she's like, "Whoa, nice pants." He's like, "I just want to show my legs off." And she's like, "Yeah, I've dated people before on yachts, and let's just say I want this to be the first time I don't fall in love with someone on a boat." No, I cannot take this right after Jess and Rob. No, I can't take it.
And then James is like, "This is the longest time I've gone without a wink since I was 14. I think it's been, what, all of 15 minutes? It's crazy."
And he's like, "Okay." So Francesca and Elizabeth are talking about him as he walks away. And she's like, "Well, he's too young for me.
But you can fool around with whoever you want. You're hot for an old lady. You're like Sophia Petrillo with a really good bra. You could do it, old lady. Go for it."
Do you ever see the episode of Golden Girls where Sophia hits on the Japanese gardener in her house and he teaches her about sushi and she teaches him about the word kiss? That's what you could be like.
And I'm not saying that because I saw that episode last night.
Working in real life at every turn.
So all then, crew, all crew. Ow, son of a bitch. God damn it. 30 minutes till showtime. Jesus.
I felt so bad. I felt so bad for Captain Lee. He looked like he was in so much pain, but it was also so hilarious him sitting in that chair, like,
"Ow, god damn it, son of a bitch."
So everybody has to change to go meet the guests and stuff. Hand towels, table wiped, champagne poured, furniture uncovered. And then we hear the guests coming.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes!
Oh my god, all the colors of the yes.
It was like the visualization of what it was like when coronavirus first came to America. It's like we saw it coming. And we said, "Yes, here we come, coronavirus." And we're like, no.
And so, as they get close to it, Charlie goes, "It's Kaya, right?"
And then they like go and they meet everyone. And of course, Charlie, like, he just starts his sexual harassment right away. He's like, "Oh, James, beautiful eyes. Nice to meet you. Beautiful eyes.
Oh, and then look at you, Shane. More beautiful eyes. Even more beautiful. Oh, Shane. Beautiful eyes. Beautiful eyes." And he's that guy who's been to a restaurant one time and takes his friend. He's like, "Oh, my God. Totally know that waiter. Hi, waiter. Remember me? Oh, do you remember when I drank? Last time the chef came out and gave us some free bread. Tell the chef I'm here, would you? Tell him I'm here."
Your read on him is actually so incredibly accurate. It's like you guys think Ronnie's being funny right now, but this is such an accurate read on this guy. And actually, shockingly, I thought this was, so far, I actually think that Charlie, this is the best he's been, but maybe that's because he brought awful, awful people this time. And these are the sort of people that are like, "Oh, we're getting to go on a yacht for free. So we're going to complain." Cause it's the other people that are even worse than him this time around. And so,
And maybe we're just used to him because he still is terrible. My God.
Yeah. So then Shay, he has a friend named Shay, and she's like, "I'm hungry and I need a drink," you know? And so, of course, what do they order? Espresso martinis. It's below deck. Yeah.
And as they look around the boat, as they're given the tour and everything, he's just, like, been there every day. You know, he's like, oh, yes, I remember this suite. Oh, yes, look at that bathroom. Oh, my God, that bathroom my friend passed out in once. So don't be that friend this time. I've been here before.
Oh, my God, he is so that guy. I'm, like, triggered by that because we've all been around people like that, you know? So, yeah, everything is like, yeah, my friend did that. Yeah, I've been in this hallway. That staircase, I've been on most of those steps. So,
yeah. And Shay's like, what's your name again? Is it James? Oh, my God, how old are you, James? Oh, my God, we're 2 years apart. I mean, that works for me. And then her girlfriend says, yeah, she wants to show you her giant peach, James.
Oh, I thought that it was a gay who said she wants to see a giant peen.
Oh no, her girlfriend was making James and the Giant Peach joke.
Oh, that makes much more sense. Maybe I was just projecting some sort of weird thing. So now it's time. Hey, it's
I
time
love
to
how
undock.
Little judgment you have against eyebrows. Like, they just don't affect you the way that they affect me. Like, James is dead to me because he overwaxes his eyebrows. And I think any guy who waxes his eyebrows to that degree, I'm not saying you can't wax your brows, boys, okay? Don't write me letters. I just mean when you go to that extreme and you do it that much, there's something wrong, okay? There's something wrong. It means you're a gross person. And you don't have any judgment at all. Like, it doesn't even bother you.
No, well, I've been inured to it by watching... I've now watched 3 seasons of Love Island UK, and if you think that James has an issue, I mean, like, you should just see the guys on that show. I mean, it's ridiculous. So, like, James is... I'm just used to it at this point.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't worry, though. I'll tap into it and create some eyebrow judgment, because I don't want you to be alone in this. I want you to have someone to, like, play off of, so
Thank
you can say, like, God,
well,
his
just
eyebrows.
So I don't feel so alone in my hatred. You know, it's always better to hate together, guys.
Yeah, it looks, you know what, his eyebrows are like if someone pressed like option N on his eyeball and put a tilde up there, you know?
Yeah, just hold it down.
Yeah.
Or hold the letter down and it gives you those options.
Yeah.
Oh, so the captain, it's time to undock. Undock, starboard down, side burn down. So birds, sideboard, starboard, side burns. All right, we got it. Everyone do it. Let's do it.
Eddie is like, undocking is like a spectator sport and everyone watches and the last thing I want to do is look stupid. I'm like, I don't think these idiots will, as long as the boat doesn't sink and catch fire when you undock, they're not going to know the difference between a bad undocking or a good one.
Yeah, I think they're taking selfies because they're aiming the phone at him, but I think they're taking selfies, not pictures of him. And he's telling James, he's like, loosen the rope, man, loosen your tie. And he's like, I can't.
Oh, Shane, yeah. Shane's just like, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm sort of like mad because I feel like Shane is the epitome of like every stereotype that like right wingers have of left wingers. And I'm like, oh, Shane, why must you do this to us? Why?
Oh, babe, don't make it. I think it's just because it's voting day to day in America. So maybe you take it personally, but just think of it as a good stereotype that people have for dum-dums. You know, it's just like
a
dumbass guy, you know.
He's a dumbass guy. I just feel like if, like, I'm not trying to make this political, but if Biden loses, I'm blaming Shane.
Yeah. I think it's like the stereotype people make of, like, Trader Joe's checkout guys.
Okay, that's more, it's more of just like a yeah.
Like just, down to the shirt he wears, you know, he comes on in one of those shirts too. Okay, so they're making drinks for the guys, and they are ordered like 90 million espresso martinis, which means you have to make espresso, right? So Izzy goes down to make espresso, and Charlie's like, where are drinks? Where are they? And his husband, Carlos, is like, we could have gone to Starbucks by now.
Yeah, exactly. And Francesca's like, Izzy is so slow. I mean, how long does it take to make espressos? There are 2 coffee machines. Use both.
And Izzy's doing that thing that anyone with a Keurig understands, where you just want your coffee, and so you hold the top of it really tightly, thinking that'll make it go faster.
It's like when people also squeeze their temples to make sure that thought comes to their mind.
Yeah. She just holds it really tight. And meanwhile, Chef Rachel is all excited because she's making so many vegan things. So she goes up and she serves sweet chili tempeh.
Yeah, vegan and vegan delights for the guests. Now, I just love the way that Rachel just effortlessly just throws like round after round after round of food at these guests, and just having come off of Tom, who's like, "Well, they want a biscuit. They want a biscuit. Well, I'm supposed to. Oh, I'm supposed to slice a cucumber now. I have to slice a cucumber." And she's just like, "Oh yeah, here's a basket of vegan delights. And don't fill up too much because I'm gonna put out like 5 platters of lobsters and steaks and pork chops and oysters in about 5 minutes.
Yeah. So Francesca's like, "Sorry about the espressos, it's coming. In the meantime, you want more champagne?" And Charlie's like, "Yeah, I'm getting Carlos to try this little piece of it. Try it, Carlos. And Carlos is like, "Gross." And he goes, "You like that, babe. Yeah, you like that, babe."
Yeah. Well, they're hilarious. Yeah, so then Elizabeth is like unpacking bags downstairs. They just have like all this clothing, and she's like, "Eh." And then, of course, we go back to the guest, and the non-primary guest is like, "Aren't they getting paid to be ready the second my ass gets on this boat to fill this?" Because he has an empty glass in his hand, so he's like already just being a full twat about it all.
Yeah, and Charlie's like, "Yeah, you need to go to bitch mode, because they need to learn, so go to bitch mode." And so the guy starts dinging on his glass, and then he's like, "It's visually empty again," and then drips it all over the furniture. Ugh.
He's gross. Awful, this person. Like, these people are so terrible. So it's time to drop that anchor, and then Charlie is like, "Well, until the crew figures out what the hell is going on, I'm gonna fill in, so what do you need?" And it's funny, because when Charlie did this, I was like, "Ugh, he's so obnoxious." But now, after what you said and your assessment of him, which is so accurate, I'm realizing that Charlie being like, "I'm going to fill in," was his way of being like, "I've been here before. I know where the bar is. I know how to make drinks."
Yeah, I know where everything is. Ugh. Yeah. It's like basically my house, because I've been here before. So he goes down and he takes orders. He's like, "What do you need? Band-aids? What do you want? Hair clips? What do you want? Eyebrow sprats? What do you want?" Blah, blah, blah. He takes all these orders, and then he goes and side, and he tells Izzy, he's like, "I'm giving you guys a hand. I mean, everyone just seems so overwhelmed."
Yeah, and she's like, he goes, "All right, so we need an Aperol spritz and an espresso martini, and Ashley needs some sunscreen, so wherever that's located." And Izzy's like, "Oh yeah, well, there should be some sunscreen downstairs, which I'll get, which is like, it seemed like at first she was telling him to go find it downstairs, which is wrong, but then she's like, "Okay, I'll get it." But instead, she actually just leaves the bar and lets him make the drinks. I'm like, are you an idiot?
Yeah, and she goes down and tells on him, basically, to Francesca. And she's like, "The promoter's up there and he's making drinks because he gets the idea that everyone's overwhelmed." And she's like, "Yeah, I'm questioning the decision to deal with these extra-as-fuck guests and this extra-as-fuck chief stew. Why did I do this to myself? I could have been outdoors."
I'm like, what about Francesca has been extra as fuck? like Francesca has so far been relatively even keeled, and she's like, "Oh my god, why would I put myself in between these extra as fuck guests and this extra as fuck head stew?" I'm like, you're the one who's just being ridiculous. You're the one who took 30 minutes to make cereal.
Yeah, so Francesca goes up to Charlie at the bar, and she's like, "What is happening here?" Because that's her friendly way to just drag out a word. And Charlie's like, "Oh, I know how busy you guys are." She's like, no, get out of here, you know. So she takes over, and he goes, "You know what, let's call today a learning curve, and let's call tomorrow get it right."
Kisses. So obnoxious. And then one of the gays goes, "This crew needs to step it up. That's all I have to say."
monsters.
And Charlie's like, "Well, I understand. For 24 hours.
So then Francesca likes Elizabeth because Elizabeth is doing what she's told. And she's like, "Thank God for that, because Izzy, it's not happening right now. I need stewardesses who know what they are doing. I bet if I said spot, she wouldn't even say glass. No."
So then Shane is meandering around doing nothing as usual. And he like goes to the bar, and he's like, "Oh." And then Then we see Captain Lee talking to Izzy, and he's like, "So, how's it going out there?" And she's like, "Well, it's good. I'm a little overwhelmed." And he's like, "Well, that's not exactly what I want to hear." Ow! God damn it! I breathed when I was making my under the breath comment.
And the chef is getting lunch ready to bring right now. And we see Shin go to the bar and he grabs the straws with his hand, like all the tops of the straws with his hand, yeah. Which, you know, now we are in Corona times. And so I saw that and I was like, bad, shame on you.
Yeah.
You could infect everybody. And we don't really know what he's doing. And then James and Avery. Oh my God, there's a jewelry store here in Texas called James Avery.
Oh.
Well, look at that. They're like the most un-James Avery couple of guys you could have, by the way. But anyway, James is like, what do you think of the birthday girl? And Avery's like, yeah, I like her. I like older chicks, too. God, you guys, she's 2 years older.
So then Rachel's just babbling on about how, like, about food prep, about how, you know, it's all about how it's perceived when it hits the palate. You got visual, you got scent, you got taste. It's like a fun little puzzle that you put together, and then it comes out as a giant tassel you stick on your shirt. Sorry, I'm a nerd.
It's got to be received neurologically. Shimmy.
So Charlie's like, did you guys see this table setting? Oh, my God. And then we go into Shane, who's kind of bimboing around the bar. And he's like, you know what? I'm here to be a deckhand, but first and foremost, I'm an environmentalist. And then we see pictures of him holding up signs that are like, green!
So he swaps out the plastic straws with paper straws, and he tells us that he brings his own satchel of paper straws wherever he goes. He's like, we have one planet, and if we destroy Earth, where are humans going to go? The moon? Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Sir, you're on a yacht. Like, is there anything more polluting and unnecessary than a fucking yacht?
I know. Could you please speak to, like, Stephanie Tunafish below your yacht who's getting poisoned?
Yeah. Do you know much how much fucking pollution you're putting into the ocean and waste right now for nothing, for no reason?
I don't think that Nancy the Moray Eel appreciates this giant boat over her house.
So Eddie sees him and he's like, yeah, paper straws, and goes, oh, well, save the turtles, I guess.
I mean, listen, I support paper straws. I think it actually, believe it or not, as silly as it was, I actually did think it was cool that he did that. But I'm also like, but you should also be doing your job.
Yeah. So let's see. So now lobster's it's delivered. And Charlie's like, yeah, you know, like, I really love the settings on the table, but, like, really, in order to get along with this new chief stew, I need to learn how to talk a bit more Australian.
So I love Rachel because she got these guests to shut up by putting out, like, a huge pile of amazing food. So they were all quiet. Like, I guess we all like it. We all got quiet. Ah, I love this avocado reduction. And so they're just, like, really, they're really happy so far by what Rachel's done. And then we see Eddie and Avery. They're working really well together. And Eddie's talking about really how great Avery is. And it's just like he's a great asset to the team.
So, yeah. And then it's time to put out the toys. And these guests get a chance to be monsters. So
yeah.
Charlie and Shay go on who cares? They go out on the water toys.
It's
and
almost as good as Coachella.
Yeah. Carlos goes, almost as good as Coachella.
Things I don't need to hear. I'm like, just let me enjoy this 1 year of no Coachella. Like, do you have to bring that back? Like, we've just, like, literally enjoyed, like, we didn't have to deal with any Instagram photos. We didn't have to deal with people posting up the schedule as if anyone on Facebook cares. It's just, yeah. Like, let us have that.
Bloop, bloop. Too much fun, having too much fun. Let's hear about someone's grandma about to die. Avery gets a text from his mom that his grandma's really sick. And he's like, what should I do? And she says, it's up to you, honey. Bloop. And then he starts crying because, I mean, Avi, really sad. And yeah. I just figured it was going to be one of those, like, you know, I really need to be there for my family, but I'm more dedicated to my job. That's gotta hope everything. Too. I thought it was going to be one of those, but they tricked us.
I know. Well, so can I tell you something weird? It's weird and this is weird and might be a little sad. But so during the scene, like, or I guess sort of after the episode, So Dom and I started talking about like our grandmothers, and we started reminiscing about like when they passed. And I started talking about my grandma Sally and Sylvia, and how like Sylvia died about like 8 or 9 years ago, and Sally was I think around 2009 and or something like that. And talking about how it's been so many years, and it's been crazy that so many time has passed. We're talking about our grandmothers, etc. And Dom was saying how it's sort of weird how when you meet someone who's like sort of our age, a little older, whose grandma's still alive, that's sort of like a crazy thing. And I was gonna mention my friend Leah, whose grandma is still alive, but I just didn't bring it up. But I thought about it. And then this morning I woke up and Facebook was like, here's a memory from 2008, and it was a picture of me with both of my grandmothers, and I thought that was so strange. And then my friend Leah texted me and was like, hey, I just wanted to give you some sad news. I just thought you would like to know that my grandma passed last night. And I'm like, this is so weird. Well, first of all, condolences to Leah's grandma. She was like 100, and Leah and her family. But also, how weird, right? To like, that like,
yeah, it's just like after that whole discussion, in the ether. Like, geez.
I get this photo of me with my grandmothers that I'd forgotten about was sort of like put back into my life. And then Leah's grandma died. Just very weird and sad. And give your grandparents a hug if you can, everyone.
Yeah, I'm going to call my meemaw after this. Whatever.
Call your meemaw, Ronnie. Call her.
Bring it down.
It's not a bring it down. It's like a, it was
and
not
I'll tell
a,
her,
not
come
a bring
stand by the sliding doors of the nursing home, then I'll throw some cookies in at her and then run away.
No, it's a celebration of their lives. It's not a sad thing. It's a celebration of their lives. But it's like one of those things where it's like, isn't life weird sometimes?
Yeah, God, it really is. Or maybe Facebook wouldn't listen to you.
Because
Facebook is so evil now that not only does it listen to you and give you relevant ads, it kills appropriate family members for you to like relate to your conversation.
Facebook can tell which are your like grandma photos too. It's like, I'm a robot, but I'm sensing grandma energy from this photo.
So back on the toys, Charlie's like, oh my god, Duke, I see the rainbow. I was like, wow, Captain Lee did make him a rainbow. That guy's magical.
I got lost in my notes after all that grandma discussion.
Oh, it's okay. So the guests are just being monsters on the toys. Like, they're pushing each other into the water, and then they're coming too close to each other and about to hit each other. And so Eddie's screaming, stay away! It's dangerous over here! You're going to hurt this lady who's in the water! And the captain's like, nothing but fucking idiots! And Charlie's like, quit kill the engines! You're too close to them! People in the water! And then he laughs as he falls off his jet ski.
Of course. And then The worst people are the worst at jet skiing. Don't you notice that?
Yeah. I'm surprised someone hasn't been hurt on one of these yet, like running into each other.
Seriously.
And one of the ladies is trying to come up, be helped out of the water, and she's like, ow, my titties! And the evil guy goes, don't worry, your implants are fine.
Yeah. Or so we think it right now, you know. So then, and then we go back to Avery, who's with Captain Lee, and he's saying how he might not see his grandma, and he goes, well, we thought that she had the flu, but it's not, which was, I wondered if that was some sort of creepy, like foreshadowing, but she was 86, and so he has to leave. So in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, he's going to leave, but he'll come back. But it's like, he's like, yeah, thanks for having me on the boat. I was like, what, Avery? I was just getting attached to you.
I know. Yeah, it's really sad. And so he leaves, and everyone's really cool about it. They're all like, you know, family comes first, so do what you have to do. And then we get his goodbye thing where he's like, you know, last thing I want to do is leave, but it's a decision I have to make, and I couldn't imagine doing things different. I imagine myself one day on a boat in the Caribbean again. No matter what, I'll be successful, just like Captain Lee.
Ow! Sorry.
Broke my rib again.
And that brings us to the end of the first Below Deck of season 8.
Yeah. I do have to mention the gays. A few more things that happened before we close it out, because I need to roast them for this, which is, I guess it's just one thing, which is that basically Francesca serves them some snacks. She goes, here's some snacks. And they go, oh tortilla chips. So original. Is this gluten-free?
Yeah, it's Carlos. Ain't he a pleasure?
And now we're done.
Yeah. Tortilla chips. Original.
You guys, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with some Great British Bake Off. And buy your tickets for our live show next week. And that's basically it. Stay safe and be kind to each other. And we'll talk to you on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible, edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lordess, the Lordess of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.